Uatu's jowls sagged.
You're certain?
No,
Tahiri admitted.
But this argument has to end, and looking for surveillance vids was Sardin's idea.
Uatu nodded.
It's your choice, my dear.
He removed his hand from the box, then turned away without the second data chip, the one that showed the interior of the Bloodfin's comm int compartment during the entire Battle of Fondor. All eyes were on Uatu as he approached the witness stand again, his gaze fixed on the floor and his hands folded behind his back. Once he arrived, he took a moment to look around, as though inspecting the room for the first time, then addressed Pogorsky.
Would you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Pogorsky's brow shot up, along with everyone else's.
Sir?
Your name and occupation,
Uatu said, growing testy.
We need it for the record.
Pogorsky glanced over at the judge, who did her best not to look confused as she said,
The witness will answer.
Lydia Pogorsky, she said. I'm a junior lieutenant in the Imperial Navy.
The courtroom was too empty for there to be a murmur, but the air grew still with astonishment, and Tahiri could see her own confusion mirrored in the eyes of everyone else in attendance.
I see,
Uatu said.
And in your capacity as a junior lieutenant, you do what exactly? Fly starfighters?
Again, Pogorsky looked to the judge. This time, Zudan raised a hand for the lieutenant to wait, then leaned over the bench and motioned Uatu closer.
Council will approach for a conference.
Blower,
Sardon whispered.
The old nerf is trying to sabotage us.
Tahiri shook her head.
No, it has to be something else, she said. Ermuth wouldn't do that. No, look at him.
Instead, Tahiri looked toward the jury, and was surprised to find them looking not at Uatu, but at her. To a being, their faces were filled with pity and patience, and in their eyes she found no judgment or condemnation, only sympathy and forbearance. And even when the Askagian shot her a blubber-lipped smile, Tahiri understood exactly what Uatu was doing. The old Bothan was taking the blame for the scene that Sardon had caused, making it appear that it had been his senility instead of her ego that had caused the earlier disruption at the defense table.
I can't believe he would do that,
Tahiri said.
Me either, Sardon said.
It's entirely unprofessional.
Tahiri frowned at Sardon's disapproving tone. It was obvious to her, at least, that Uatu was sacrificing a reputation built up over a lifetime, a very long lifetime, to protect his client.
What exactly do you find unprofessional?
Tahiri asked.
That!
Sardon gestured toward the judge's bench, where Uatu was doing a very credible job of looking angry and bewildered.
Feigning incapacity so he can withdraw from the case.
Tahiri shook her head.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
Trust me, it is.
Sardon lay a scaly hand on Tahiri's arm, and she felt herself growing serene as the Faline flooded the air with calming pheromones.
But you have nothing to worry about, my friend. I've been preparing for a big case like this my whole life.
Tahiri nodded.
I can see that.
She rose, then said,
Excuse me, Your Honor, but I've come to a difficult decision.
Zudan motioned for Uatu to be silent, then looked to Tahiri.
Yes?
Tahiri caught Watu's eye, and was not surprised to see him give her an encouraging nod. She smiled back at him, then said,
I think I need to dismiss a defense counsel.
A wave of relief flooded Zudan's face.
I'm inclined to agree.
The judge's gaze dropped back to Uatu.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Tahiri turned to Sardon, then said,
I'm sorry, Sardon. You're an excellent attorney, but I think Ermuth works better alone.
Sardon's eyes went wide with shock and outrage. Suddenly, Tahiri's serenity of a moment before began to develop a bitter, frightened edge, as the falling exuded anxiety-producing pheromones in an effort to convince Tahiri that she was making a terrible mistake.
"Sardon, I suggest you leave this table on your own 2 feet," Tahiri whispered. "If I have to throw you over the bar, it's going to look bad for both of us."
Sardon's eyes narrowed in anger, but she retrieved her datapad and stood.
"You do understand that you're throwing your life away," she hissed. "That old fool doesn't understand the first thing about operating in a modern courtroom."
Without awaiting a reply, she marched into the spectator area and out of the room. When Tahiri turned forward again, it was to find Judge Zudan staring down at her in disbelief.
"I hope the defendant fired the right counsel."
"I think I did," Tahiri replied.
She fished the second data chip out of the box on the table and held it out for Boitu.
"And very soon, everyone else will think so too,"